Very exciting. I think initially there was the crowd were quite quiet, but when they understood what the game was about, it's a 10-minute sprint. It's a very physical game. We've got a court announcer that we brought over from Australia. We've got music going all day. The crowd really got into it, and I think there's more to come today.
How similar is it to regular basketball? Obviously, it's quite clear that there are only three people on each team, and it's a half court. Can you talk us about the basic rules and how it compares?
The rules, like as far as the fouls, are the same. A shooting foul, so if you score inside what is the three-point line in a five-on-five game, it's worth 1 point. If you score outside the three-point line, it's worth 2 points. Shooting fouls, so you've got the first 1 to 6 is just one shot from the foul line. From 7 to 10, it's two shots from the foul line. And then from 10 onwards, it's two shots plus possession of the ball. So it's the half court. So when you start the game, it's a coin toss. The winner can nominate to either start with the ball on offense or start on defense, which is tactical because if the game goes into overtime, then they would get the ball at the start of the overtime. So you check the ball up. And then it's a 12-second shot clock. So as soon as the offensive player receives the ball from the defense, they have 12 seconds to score.
It sounds like it's a lot more fast-paced and somewhat more entertaining. You mentioned there's actually music and announcers. So it's really all about also engaging the spectators, it sounds, as well.
Exactly. Yep. It's a 10-minute sprint. It's a fully timed game. So every time the whistle blows, the clock stops. But if there's no whistle from the referee, it just continues. So you transition from offense to defense. As soon as the basket is scored, you're transitioning straight to defense. So then, you know, once you receive the ball on offense, you have to clear the three-point line. And then you have to get back in 12 seconds to score.
Now, obviously, there's only been one day of competition so far, but how are things looking there? Mm-hmm. What are the prospects of a Pacific team perhaps reaching the Olympics? As I said, it's going to be the first time when the Olympics are held in Tokyo in 2020 that this 3-on-3 basketball will make its debut.
There's a lot of work that needs to go into understanding who is actually going to be in Tokyo. So FIBA are really trying to work out what kind of pathways they're going to need to put in, because there are five zones in the world. Asia and Oceania have now combined in our competition. So we have the Asia Cup, which is every year for open and under 18s. So there will be a pathway. At this stage, it's still not understood what that's going to be. But for now, like with mini games and with Pacific games, we're looking to put this in as a pathway to Asia Cup, which will give, you know, a Oceania country other than Australia and New Zealand, because they'll have their own pathway to actually play in Asia Cup, which is something that hasn't happened before.
Now, we should say as well, you do have PNG heritage. So how do you rate the PNG side's chance of winning medals at the Pacific Games this time around? Or perhaps who do you see as favourites for gold?
Through competition yesterday, so there were teams that played four games, some that only played two. So we've got a big day today from 9 till about 8 p.m. tonight. At this stage, Samoa men look very good. They're very physical. Actually, some players are actually looking at them and saying, yeah, they look like they just came off the rugby sevens. You know, they're just so big and athletic. PNG men look very good as well, very long, lean, very fast, which is what 3-on-3 is all about. In the women, Cook Islands women who have participated in a number of international events look very strong. You know, 3-on-3 is very tactical. You can't just have 5-on-5 players just come and think that they're going to be able to use what those skills in a 3-on-3 game. It's totally different. Like Samoa, Cook Islands look to me like very strong at this stage.